Well, hi there, Jonathan Doyle with you, and welcome to the MP3 version of the week one content on how to live well. Really cool to have you with us. I hope you're listening to this maybe on your iPod, on your phone, maybe driving or cycling or running somewhere. So enjoy this first week of content. What I'm going to talk about this week in the video and through the transcript is this idea of carving away. You know, this metaphor of carving away those things that are holding us back, but also carving out time for this kind of transformative change that you're going to become familiar with. So we need to, right from the start, get this idea that you are going to make time for you. Because this sort of change we're going to talk about isn't going to happen by accident. It's going to happen because you made it a priority. So sit back, relax, enjoy this really short MP3 version. There'll be some good ideas in there for you. Then once you've listened to it, work through the written transcript, work through the action steps, and then put some stuff down in your journal, and I'll be back speaking with you again next week. Well, hi there, I'm Jonathan Doyle. Thank you for the privilege of your company. You have made a decision. You have arrived here. You've taken a risk, and that's exciting, and it's really cool to be able to walk this journey with you over the days and weeks ahead. And I hope that you'll look back at this time and see it as a moment in your life when transformative change really began. You know, it's an important principle that I wanted to share with you right at the very beginning. Everyone talks about change. You don't meet somebody on the street who doesn't want to change. I mean, every one of us has some area of life that we'd like to make some change in. Small changes, big changes, huge changes, life changes. But the question for you watching this is, how many of us really do? How many of us are able over the course of a lifetime to change those patterns that are holding us back? And I'm going to be honest with you right at the very beginning, it's not easy. And anybody that tells you that transformative change is an easy thing to do, I don't know really how closely you should be listening to them, because if your experience is anything like mine, real change is hard work. But if you've come this far, it's obvious that you're a person who's not afraid to do the work that it's going to take to create transformative change, and I'm excited about that. So my job in the time ahead is to simply be a guide for you. I think honesty is really important. I don't have every answer, but I've been lucky enough over previous decades and years of reading and listening and speaking and traveling to really imbibe some great information, and I really want to share that with you. But I'm going to be walking the journey with you. Why? Because I'm still walking it myself. And that honesty is really important. I'm a guide for you. There's so many areas in my life where I get up every day and I'm still seeking to create change. Surrounding myself with good people, reading the right stuff, learning how to think differently. So we're going to walk this road together. It's a huge privilege to be your guide, and I'm excited about what we may be able to accomplish together. You know, as we begin this journey, I think I'm really fascinated by the simple concept of what may be actually possible. In any human life, what is actually possible? For you, for me, have you ever thought about what you could do? What the barriers really are? What you're capable of achieving? I really think that most of us probably go through life much of the time performing so far below what's possible. Doesn't that question interest you? That some people operate at the highest levels and some don't? What is that difference? That's what we want to drill down to. How do those people think? What have they overcome? What have they learned? Because I'm fascinated in my own life and yours about what is actually possible. And that question should keep you awake at night. If you're watching this, if you've come this far, it's because you're not satisfied. Your life may be working, your life may not be working. It could be a complete mess, you could be doing pretty well. But if you're watching this, you're a what's possible person. At some level, you're excited and interested in change and possibility, and we can work with that. So as I was preparing this content, I spent a lot of time beginning to map out the key principles and ideas that I really wanted to share with you on this journey together. I mean, there's so many things that I've learned over the years, so many effective principles that I've seen myself use and other people use, and I was thinking, right, how do I structure this? What's the first thing that I'd want people to understand? So I decided that what I wanted to share with you first was simply the principle that you are going to need to do one specific thing as we begin. You need to make a commitment now that you are going to give this process the necessary time. We're incredibly busy. We've never been busier. Technology is fundamentally changing our lives. There's so much coming at us all the time. But if you want transformative change, if you're interested in the possibilities, you're going to have to do one thing at the start. You're going to have to make an agreement today. You're going to need to write it down in your journal that today you decided that you are going to give yourself the gift of the necessary time to walk through this journey, to be reflective, to give yourself the space and the time that you will need to make the changes that you really want to make. The idea that kept coming to me was an idea of carving out time. time. It just kept coming into my head. We have to carve out time. And I thought of great artists. Think of amazing woodcutters. Or even think of someone like Michelangelo, you know, the great artist and all the incredible stuff he did. And one of the things that, you know, he was carving the beautiful statues. And he commented to somebody that, you know, all he did was he looked at a block of marble and he carved away everything that wasn't the finished statue. So we have to carve away those things that are holding us back from the time we need. So where can you carve out time in your life now? And the minute I say that, your brain starts to say all sorts of things. Oh, but you don't understand, friends. I have very young children. I have quite a lot of very young children, and my life is incredibly busy. But a long time ago, I realized that carving out this kind of time was really crucial. Your life is an artwork, and like the artworks of Michelangelo, you're gonna need to begin to carve away everything that isn't central to transformative change. That's hard. But again, if you've come this far, you're somebody that's prepared to pay the price necessary. Okay, so why all this focus on carving out time? What's the purpose? My basic premise is this. If we don't make regular time for thinking, planning, and strategy, then life just happens to us. Life will just become a blur of responding to one crisis after another. And then you wake up one day, years have passed, and you're no closer to where you want to be. So in this week's video and next, I want to help you create a ritual around giving yourself the gift of time. It's really important and it's not selfish. In fact, it's central to your ability to be able to give more to others. Okay, so what do you do from here? Start by maybe reading through the transcript below and maybe listening also to the MP3 version of this video, which you can download for your iPod or your smartphone, and listen to the ideas again and again. Often I just think that repetition and reaccessing the content can really help to drive the learning deeper. Then make sure you download the PDF journal. I've written some specific focus questions on today's content that I hope you can print out and really take the time to work through, because they will make a difference. Next week, we're going to dig a little deeper into this important bedrock principle of creating time and space. So I really look forward to bringing you that great content next week. Feel free to email me or post a comment or a question in the comment box at the very bottom. I always reply to all email personally. Once again, I'm really excited that you've joined me on this first week on the journey of change together. It's a huge privilege to have this time with you, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.